Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the JK Cement Limited earnings conference call for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2026, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q4 and FY 2026 call of JK Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Ajay Kumar Saraogi, Deputy Managing Director and Chief Finance Officer, and Mr. Prashant Seth, President, Business Information and Investor Relations at JK Cement. I would like to mention on behalf of JK Cement and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on today's conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and statements which are based on current management expectations. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. JK Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to the management of JK Cement for their opening remarks, which will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Saraogi, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Good evening, and welcome to Q4 and annual call. The board of directors met on 23rd of May to review the working for the quarter ended 31st March 2026 and the year ended 31st March 2026. The major highlights during the quarter, the net sale had increased by 15% at 3,614 crores as compared to 3,132 crores vis-à-vis the previous quarter. Year-on-year, it was higher by 11%. The previous year, the turnover was 3,261. Year-on-year, the net sale has increased by 16% at 12,568 crores as compared to 10,802 crores. The EBITDA during this quarter was 670 crores as compared to 536 crores in the previous quarter, an increase of 25%. However, it was lower by 9% year-on-year, as the previous year number was 736. Year-on-year, the EBITDA is higher by 18% at 2,318 crores as compared to 1,968 crores. The EBITDA margins for this quarter was 18.5%, previous quarter 17.1%, year-on-year 22.5%. For the full year, the EBITDA margins were 18.5% as compared to 18.2% in the previous year. The profit after tax was 345 crores for this quarter as compared to 181 in the previous quarter, an increase of 91%, and it was lower by 17% as the previous year it was 412. For the full year, the profit after tax was 1,033 crores as compared to 851 in the previous year, an increase of 21%. The earning per share was 44.50 rupees in this quarter, and for the annual it was 133.70 rupees as compared to 110.1. The board of directors also proposed a dividend of rupees 20 per share, subject to the approval of the shareholders. If you look at the status of the project, during this quarter, the company has commissioned the greenfield expansion at Buxar in Bihar. With this, the total 6 million ton capacity expansion taken up in Central India gets commissioned. also increased the capacity of the plant at Muddapur by 1 million ton from 3.5 to 4.5 million tons. And we started the work on the new greenfield project at Jaisalmer, a 7 million ton plant, 4 million ton integrated clinker capacity at Jaisalmer along with 3 million ton grinding and 2 million ton each grinding locations at Bikaner and in, one in Punjab. Here also the work for the integrated plant is in advanced stage. The civil construction and erection work is progressing well. The project cost for this for the integrated unit works is expected around 3,630 crores, and we have already spent about 742 crores up to March. We expect the commissioning in H1 of FY28. The work on the grinding station at Bikaner, the orders for main plant and equipment has already been placed. The construction work at the site has begun, and here also we expect the commissioning in H128. For the grinding units at Punjab, we have already acquired the land, and the other approvals are in process. So we have already placed order for main plant and equipment, and here also we expect that this would also get commissioned in H128. The company had also taken up for installation of a 6 lakh ton wall putty plant at Nathdwara in Rajasthan. The work is in advanced stage of completion, and we expect that by September this plant should get commissioned. If we see the balance sheet position, the gross debt as on 31st March is 5,136 crores. The net cash is 1,765, and the net debt is 3,370 crores. The net debt to EBITDA is 1.45. The equity is 6,961. The net debt to equity is 0.48. These are the major highlights. We'll be pleased to address your queries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Harsh Mittal with MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening to the team. So my first question pertains to the employee expenses. So it grew 25% YOY. So I believe majority of this inflation could be attributed towards the commissioning of the grinding units. But was there any other one-off expenses included in employee expenses? Because there is approximately 32 crores of sequential rise in the expense cost. This is my first question.
As far as employees, one is that the commissioning of the new plant in central India, which has been done in this year. So earlier, the salaries were all capitalized. It has gone into revenue. On account of increased business requirement, also there have been an additional manpower requirement. Normal increments also impact is there, Because of the labor code also, whatever is the impact during the year, that is also provided in this quarter. There is also, you know, one time some liability pertaining to the leave travel assistance. So that is also provided in this quarter.
So can we safely assume a sustainable run rate of 260 crores going ahead, or there is some dilution there, there is probability of dilution in this employee expenses?
So around, see, we feel that, you know, around 250 crores or so would be the, there is an, see, what would happen even on this base number, there would be an increment impact of the annual increment with effect from 1st April. So that impact is, we have already declared our annual increments, and that impact is around 10%. And there would be, as a business requirement, certain additional power would be required. Even Nardwara, the project will get commissioned in September. So some manpower increase, it would be there also. So we do expect that, you know, from the whole year number of, say, 937, there could be about 12 to 14% increase year on year.
Right. So second question is on the other expenses. Again, there we have mentioned in the PPT that there is an increase in advertising expenses and packing costs. So what is the component of the packing cost in the 80 crores rise in the other expenses cost?
Packing costs, the composition is like it has increased on two accounts. One is because of the volumes and second is because of the price. So combined impact is around 30 crores.
Got it. So last question is on the incentive income. It seems to be a bit lower than the guidance provided in the earlier quarters of around 75 crores. What is the reason for the same, sir? Can we assume the same run rate going ahead, or should we expect any pickup?
There is a reduction in the incentive. One of the Aligarh unit, there the incentive has already been availed for the full 10 years. And then because of reduction in GST, and also, in case of Rajasthan, not able to avail the incentive because we are getting the sandwich credit on the capital investment. So we can't avail that. The input credit is being done on the project. So as a result, we are not able to claim the incentive. And that, you know, GST input credit we get immediately.
Got it. Sure, sir. I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you. These are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, may press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Amit from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand the white cement outlook. I believe white cement was also coming from your UAE plants, which is impacted because of the whole little farmer situation. So what is the outlook on white cement volumes for FY27 and particularly in the near term? That is the first question.
So one, you know, as far as the domestic white cement is concerned, we'll be able to meet out the entire demand from the domestic production. Yes, we were feeding it was more economical certain regions in the south from UAE. At this point of time, we are feeding that from Ghotan plant. So we don't see, you know, losing any market of white cement on account of the present geopolitical situation.
And has the pricing increased because the flow has reduced from the
east? Yes, so we have been able to increase the prices of both white cement and wall putty on account of increase in the input costs. The chemicals costs have increased substantially, so we have been tried to pass on the cost increase to the customer.
And what is the CAPEX guidance for FY 2027-28?
This year, the CAPEX should be in the range of 3,500 to 4,000 crores.
Okay, and next year?
Next year, it would be 1,500 to 2,000 crores.
Understood, yeah. That's it. I'll come back in with you.
Thank you. Participants, press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah, sir.
Great. Some of my questions have been answered. On the incentives, what was the incentive accrued in Q4 and what is the outstanding on books as of March?
See, I'll just tell you the Q4 incentive. The outstanding as on 31st March is close to about 300 crores. And in this quarter, it is about 29 crores.
Oh, okay. So this 29-30 crore would be the assumed run rate here on in subsequent quarters?
It would not be the assumed run rate. The run rate, what is happening, we are not, because of the GST input credit, we are not able to take the incentive which we were getting for the for Nimbahera. So that loss would be there, but whole year we got a incentive of about 230 crores. And this year we should close to about 250 to 260 crores because Bihar, we are not accruing the incentive as on the date because our policy is once we get the sanction letter, then only we start accruing it. So we expect the sanction letter, so the Bihar incentive would also come in. Whenever we get the sanction letter, we will account for the incentive for Bihar. And other grinding units also now for Prayagraj, Hamirpur and all, we shall be getting the incentive. So we feel that it will be around 250 crores for the FY 2027.
Understood. And sir, just for clarification, the sanction letter is just a formality or you will start start reporting it or accruing it once you get the sanction letter, or you are eligible to accrue it now? And only you will report it when you get the sanction letter.
As our accounting, unless you have a document which, see, the scheme says you are eligible, right? But sanction letter says now it's an official eligibility, then we, after receipt of the sanction letter, we submit our application for getting the amount from the state government. So it is only as a prudent accounting policy, we account for, we start accruing in the books of accounts, though it will be from the back date, but only after receipt of the sanction letter from the government.
Understood. And so second question, which even, on the current geopolitical situation, the cost increases. Given that 150 odd rupees sort of cost increase everyone is looking at in Q1 versus Q4 on the variable cost side, how much of that have been passed on in the, in month of April and May?
So, we could say that, because you had inventory and other things in the month of April, in the May, we would have on an average, a price increase of about 10 rupees a bag. Mm-hmm. So, 10 rupees would mean, say, 18% less of that.
Correct.
So that, broadly, it is passed on, as on date,
okay. What
we could say.
Understood.
But we are able to pass on the new impact of diesel and all, which we have to wait and watch.
Okay. Understood. And sir, second, with the JP plant, the 5 million ton would get operational somewhere this year. You know, do you see the competitive intensity would increase in the central market, which is already reeling under margin pressure because of multiple companies ramping up capacities?
No, we don't see. Again, it is not something we were not expecting. So this was already there for past 3-4 years. You know, in fact, Dalmia earlier had already started sending material and cheating the market, and they could not. So this is something not as a surprise, but now it has come. Okay, we will address it as it comes, and we don't see immediately large volumes coming up. You know, we feel that even they will be able to. It's only from beginning of Q3 that you should start seeing some material coming from the JP plants.
Okay, understood. And sir, two questions just on the, again, similar trajectory for Rajasthan market, where a lot of capacities are coming up, during FY28. So how would that market shape up in terms of volume and pricing FY28 onwards?
So again, see, I'm saying we are well prepared. When we took the expansion, we had factored in that competition would definitely intensify. So we are prepared for it. We are confident. We have strengthened our team processes. We have planned how will we seed the market. We already there in the market. How will we consolidate our position in the market, and how will we send our material from Jaisalmer and the two grinding units. So this is an opportunity for us. You know, we will be serving the market now from earlier there was only practically one source of supply only coming from Nimbahera Mangrol, which is one entity if you look at practically. Now you will have, you know, three more locations, and we will have advantage on serving the market in shorter distance, which will be able to, you know, have a better market grip and improve upon our market share. We are very confident on that.
And even after commissioning of all those capacities, Norby has the highest utilization levels. So that would be slightly reduced by, say, around 4 to 5%. But it would again remain higher than the overall average for the country as a whole.
Agree, sir. And any update on the SAFCO expansion and Amra, the Odisha expansion plans?
So no, at this point, no plan for expansion. What we are, for Odisha, we have not got any mining lease as yet. As and when mining lease comes, then we will think about the expansion with timelines. So as of now, there is nothing. Even for SAFCO, though we have the mining lease, first we will stabilize and our position in the market, stabilize the plant and start earning profits from there, and then we will look at the expansion.
Yes, sir. Nice to hear those. Thank you, and I'll call back into you.
Thank you. To ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi with Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for a great performance and thanks for taking my question. So my first question is regarding our expectation for FY27 in terms of volume growth in the grey cement business.
So we should be in FY27, we should also be growing in a double digit growth. So we expect the market to grow say around 6 to 8%, and as far as our volumes are concerned, so we should get incremental definitely 2.5 million tons incremental volume. Maybe more.
That's great to hear, sir. The second question is regarding the progress on the cost reduction front. Any commentary on that would be great.
So see, as we have already achieved the major cost savings, but it's just ongoing. We see another, 50 rupees, which we should get in this fiscal, mainly driven by, on the green power and some, and on AFR in the south and the north plants.
Sure, sir. And last question, what was our fuel mix in Q4?
See, we were using, based on the heat value, around 50% of the petcoke, and 12% is the alternate fuels, and balance is the Indian coal.
Great, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. To ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Pathanjali Srinivasan with Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Pathanjali Srinivasan, your line is unmuted. You may proceed with your question. As we're not receiving a response from the current participant, we will proceed to the next participant. Our next question is from the line of Tejas Pradhan with Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Most of my questions were answered. Just a couple more. On the recent limestone block that you have won in Andhra Pradesh that you have filed, any color on any update to our medium-term expansion plans based off this block? I mean, what's the reserves here? If you are planning to add any capacity, any color?
No immediate. See, again, limestone deposits are being looked at and are being acquired, looking into way forward, how we would like to expand and become maybe a more national player. So as of now, see, we already have a plan for 2030. I mean, this limestone of Telangana may be our next phase of expansion.
Okay. Understood. What's the limestone reserves over here in this block?
500 million tons.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Just one more question on the cost savings guidance that you have given, 50 rupees per ton this year. Does this include generally you have a cost benefit when the new commissioned plants ramp up, right? Because you have been seeding the East India market through your other capacities, right? And you would have waste heat recoveries, etc., coming up in this plant. So does this include this thing, or some additional cost benefit could come from?
No, no. Actually, these are for the existing operations. When we look at what are the initiatives, some of them, I mean, one is increasing. See, if we optimize more on the whatever we optimize on the existing waste heat, that is part of the cost saving. Installation of new waste heat is not part of the saving.
Okay. So could there be any additional benefits from this Central India ramp-up that you could get?
So Central India ramp-up cost benefit would definitely be there. It's when it's reflected because Central India, we have a major cost advantage in that region.
Okay. Understood. And just one last question. Could you share the consolidated cash balance as of FY26?
Actually, our standalone and consolidated cash balance is the same because the subsidiaries are mainly Saifco and Fujairah, where there's hardly no cash balance as such.
Okay. Okay. No problem. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. To ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Siddharth with Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So one of our peers mentioned that they're having some regulatory clearance issues in Punjab, which is also the location for one of our plants. So I just wanted to check, are we sort of also anticipating some similar issues, especially given the fact that there may be election-related slowdown there?
As of now, I mean, it's very difficult to say, but we are we don't foresee, I mean, wherever what we have identified that there should be any issues. But if there are, we will inform everyone. But as of now, there are no issues.
Understood, sir. That is very clear. Secondly, sir, just wanted to get a sense of what sort of cost inflation we are looking at. So could you just break it down perhaps into different segments such as fuel, packaging, etc.?
See, as far as fuel is concerned, yes, it is an impact, but you know, every day situation changes. Even as of now, today you see the situation. But again, it will take things, it will take some time for the things to, if everything gets normalized, even to get things normalized, it will take about 3 to 4 months. So I don't think so that, what will be the fuel situation for supplies, whatever we have, a new orders which we have already secured, for up to September. So we have to have a planning till September. So that inflation, that cost trend, we have already informed you, that it's about 150 and it may go up to 200. There are other cost increases on account of whatever is a diesel price increase, because that has no whatever it comes, that has an impact. We are really not, we do not know what could be the impact of that. But again, our effort would be that we would try to pass on that increase. The packing cost, it was there, but now it has already reduced. The packing impact, which was there sudden because of increased demand, and now the alternatives have already been worked out, and the packing cost factor, which was there, that has reduced, I think, substantially. It has been addressed.
Understood, sir. Sir, if I may, say, in the recent, say, 10 odd days, we've had a fairly substantial increase in diesel prices, about say 8 to 10 rupees per liter. So what sort of impact does this sort of increase have on our freight costs? Just a ballpark figure is okay.
See, as of now, the whatever increase had taken place, there has not been any significant impact, maybe about 10 rupees, because it did not. Yes, there were people facing, there is already some shortage in the market of diesel. So it is fair, but now there has been an increase announced only yesterday. We have to see what is coming in the pipeline, how much we have to pass on. It will depend. We have to wait and watch.
Understood, sir. Just a last bookkeeping question. So what was your paints revenue and EBITDA for this year?
So the paint top line was 380 crores. And there was
around 40 crores
plus loss was there in the paint business.
Got it, sir. And we expected to break even next year?
Yes, yes. So now we expect a top line of 500 to 550 crores in this fiscal. And with the improvement in the gross margins and other things, we expect that this year we should have a break even. Or maybe a marginal EBITDA. But definitely
a budget. Mm-hmm. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Patanjali Srinivasan with Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Patanjali,
you are not clearly audible.
Is it better now?
Much better. Yes. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, I have a couple of questions. So, firstly,
With respect to our other expenses, is there any one-time or promotion kind of expense which we have spent on the higher side? Because on a year-on-year basis, the increase seems pretty steep.
See, other expenses, one is an increase because of increase in the business, in the volumes. So it has other expenses includes packing costs, includes stores and spares, and certain selling expenses which are variable in nature. So as our volumes increase, there's the impact is there. The other head where the increase is there, that we are, you know, investing on some of the branding, both in the gray and the white business. So because of the investment in branding, which, you know, with the current market, we need to do that, there's an increase, which is not very substantial, but incremental company may be doing about 50 to 60 crores additional branding.
And one more area which we have like kind of changed as lead distance has come off quite a bit. So will we start seeing benefits from this on a per ton per kilometer basis going forward?
Yeah, we have to see per ton per kilometer as we enter new areas. See what is happening. Every region has a different per ton per kilometer range. And now in our case, what is happening, all the incremental volumes which are coming, which is all road-based. We do not have the incremental volume or not rail-based, which will come with the new expansion when we do at Jaisalmer. So, on per ton per kilometer, though we'll be able to maintain, but again, lead distance depends as you have to reach out to new markets. So, more or less, we should be able to maintain the same lead distance and increase upon our volumes.
Got it, sir. Just one related question, sir. What is the impact for us with the sensitivity with respect to increase in diesel prices? Like, could you give me some rough numbers for that?
See, diesel prices may have an impact both internal and external. One is internal material movement. I think suppose it goes up to 10, 11 rupees, which is a fair number, I think it will go up, I mean, as the way the government is doing today. It has already been now 7 rupees. So 11, 12 rupees, it may have an impact of maybe about 50 rupees a ton, 60 rupees a ton.
Got it. Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Girija Ray with Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Couple of questions. Do you see any kind of, first thing is about the pricing. Do you see any kind of pre-monsoon price hike? And second will be on the demand. So don't you think we are a bit conservative on giving the full year industry growth of around 6-7%? Because, you know, post-COVID, we saw some kind of a revive in demand. Again, in 2000, FY25, we saw a drop year-on-year, volume growth or demand. So what's actually happening in ground level? Things are not working, you know, kind of infra work or anything, any kind of issues or challenges we are facing that we are a bit conservative on our, industry demand growth?
No, we're not conservative. See, again, 6-8% is a fair, if you look at the cement industry, it has been growing at 6-8%. Normally, you know, it was an old formula. The cement grows at 1.2 times the GDP growth or GDP sometime, but that was the old one. I think cement infrastructure, when, as you said, on an infra spend, there is a good demand. But we have to see what we are saying 6-8. Look at the present geopolitical situation, which is having some impact on many businesses. you know, all this impact does have an impact on housing.
Mm-hmm.
We may see, we have not seen any major, but we have to factor all this because people, I mean, if they are short of, I mean, their businesses are down, they may have to defer the their housing investment for some time.
Mm-hmm. So is there any kind of, you know, do you see any kind of liquidity crunch or cash flow issues from the government sides? Do you see any kind of things?
Government side, I don't have to comment on that. Everybody knows, you may be in a better position to know what is the cash position in case of government.
Okay, okay. So, and this 3 monsoon price hike, do you see any kind of price
with the cost increase? Yes, the it would like to pass on all the cost increase.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the lean period, that would always be the effort, and we will see and wait and watch and see what whatever price increase we can do of at least pass on all the cost increase.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. To ask a question, you may please press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Shravan Shah with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you. Surprised to get a chance at much later date, despite pressing star one at much earlier. A couple of questions are from my side. Sir, first, when we said that for this year we are looking at least 2.5 million ton incremental volume and maybe more, so similar way one can also look at for FY20 also, given Jaisalmer, the all the Bikaner Jaisalmer and the Punjab would also support the incremental volume at least for second half, and maybe if you can also highlight, maybe even if we can try to start the plant by 2-3 months earlier, so that can also have some extra volume. So similar 2.5-3 million ton extra volume is also one can look at in FY28 also.
Sure, sure. See, again, we are making investment. If we are making a capital investment on capacity, definitely we will like to have that volume growth. And we are working, we will definitely, going forward with our plans on 2030, you will see that minimum. When earlier I said that we should get on an annual 2 million additional volume, now I've already revised that to say 2.5. And going forward, I hopefully will revise it to minimum additional 3 million every year. So we have to get that, you know, we have to give the return on investment also, no?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Second, sir, in terms of CC ratio, so currently maybe in fourth quarter or maybe entire FY26, is it still at 1.55? Is there a way to further improve this?
See, there are ways. Again, it also depends on the demand pattern. As we see, there is a good infra growth, and infra is more on OPC. So we have to see in which way the demand is growing. And it's not, so all the clinker cement ratio depends upon the mix, and as we cannot, you know, just ignore, and it is not possible to get this growth only on trade.
Okay, okay, got it. Sir, just to clarify on the staff cost, the previous answer, I think it was on the standalone basis, on a console basis also similar way when we are looking at 12-14% kind of on the full year basis kind of a growth, because on this quarter, the console employee cost is 291 odd crore. So from Q1, we should further see the further increase here.
Yeah, of course, from Q1 you will see an increase. The increase, as I said earlier, increases on account of the increments, and you know, we have already, as per the labor code, we have reclassified the salaries to meet out the labor code's requirements. So that is also having some impact on the wages.
Okay. And sir, on the capex front, sir has mentioned that for 27 we are looking at 3,500 to 4,000 crore kind of a capex. but Jaisalmer balance capex is 3,900 odd crore. And then for next year, so does that also mean mostly we would be completing this and the extra FY28, what we are saying, 1,500 to 2,000 crore. So this will be for Mudapur expansion, that will be the one next.
We have not considered the next expansion in this, because this 3,500 is not going towards the Jaisalmer expansion, the entire capex. It includes the normal capex. It includes the capex on the putty plant, which is going on. Then we also consider the investment as part of this, like whatever we are doing for the solar tie-ups or investing in the SEFCO or the paint.
So there is an investment also in coal block, and there is other normal capex. So what we... So out of 3,500 crores, which we expect maybe the overall capex, you know, about 1,000 crores, 800 to 1,000 crores could be the normal capex and other capex, and about a balance could be on the greenfield expansion.
Okay. And Panna, the entire roughly 680 crore was supposed to be spent, the balance capex out of the announced 2,850. So have we entirely done
in the fourth quarter,
or still something is pending?
What is happening in case of Panna, there is some spillover capex and expenditure remaining to the railway siding. Number two, I'm happy to inform that out of 2850, there would be a good amount, at least 200 to 250 crores saving, about 300 crores saving in Panna. So we will end up the project at a lower cost.
Oh, great, great. That's a great thing. And sir, on the paint, when we said that the 500 to 550 crore revenue that we are looking at for FY27 and EBITDA break even or maybe positive, so this will be the for entire full year on an average basis we are saying, not for by exit of FY27.
No. I'm talking about the full year. The 550 is not exit. It is a full year number. 500 crores is a full year number. And when I said EBITDA positive, is the full year number.
Okay, and then the incentive from the maybe the 29 crore that we have saved for fourth quarter, from third quarter onwards, we should start seeing this number should be significantly jumping up to 70.
So it may vary quarter on quarter, but I'm saying full year number should be around 250.
Yeah, I am trying to understand the FY28, that number, if the run rate goes to 70-75 crore, then this number would be a 300 crore for FY28. So I am trying to understand
that. Yes, definitely it will increase going forward then.
Yeah, and on the wide business front, on the volume front, now the 0.6 million ton, 6 lakhs will be there by Q2 or maybe 1 or 2 months early. So we should be seeing for full year basis how one can look at on the volume at a console white cement.
So console white cement, we expect you should see an 8 to 10% growth.
Okay, so that run rate will keep on going on for us.
Yeah.
And lastly, sir, thermal power plant capacity 27.5 megawatt that we have reduced in this quarter. So from which plant or any specific region?
So actually, we have the thermal power plants at the white cement and one thermal power plant at the gray cement. Now we have discarded that power plant. As it is, we are not operating. It is not economical to operate. Now we are going for more green power.
So are we going to sell as a scrap, or can we get some kind of a revenue, or it will remain as it is, or maybe we can use as and when required?
So mostly we should sell it as a scrap only.
Okay, and then green, sir, now the WHRS is there, so this 51-52%, how we can look at for full year FY27, this number going up?
So for 27, it should increase by 2-3% because we have some approvals from the state government and from the group power, you know, the listing is there. I think they should be closer to 55 by FY 27.
Okay. Because the target is to reach a 75, so I'm just trying to. So the main increase will start coming from FY 2028 onwards to reach that 75% sales.
So we will reach that number. See, once, you know, when we put up green power, it takes time before it gets installed. When combined, you know, we have about already 80 megawatts in process. So once it get commissioned, it will substantially improve the green power.
Okay. Lastly, sir, what you said is basically the cost increase overall and the price increase. So net-net for Q1, we should be at least should be seeing the similar kind of a profitability if everything is one consider as on today's date, if everything remains as on. And maybe Q2, if the price increase is not there, then maybe some pressure can come in on the profitability. That's the way one can look at.
You can look at it that way. It depends.
Okay. Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the final reminder for you to press star and one if you wish to ask questions. There will not be any further reminders to join the queue. Our next question is from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, maybe, sir, I have two questions. Firstly, on your white cement profitability, is this on an EBITDA per ton basis, including putty, similar, or how does it compare to gray cement performance?
Yeah. See, we don't share separately the white cement profitability and putty.
But directionally, I mean, I know it has been coming down, from industry perspective.
Yeah, it has been coming down because of increased competition, and I think now, I mean, going forward, it should not further reduce.
Okay. And then, keeping question, your north operations will be now running at close to 100% utilization, right? And central region, you have, your capacity is now increased, to almost a similar, I think maybe, slightly higher than north.
No, north.
How is the north?
North still remains the highest capacity, out of 32 million. You know, basically, if you say 15.5 is north and 16.5 are south and central. Central is 12, 4.5 is south.
The debottlenecking which you have done in this year are on which all plants?
It mainly it is in the south plant, where you know we have increased the capacity from 3.5 to 4.5 million.
Okay, the south has seen 1 million ton increase. Okay.
Yeah.
And just related question on central region. So it's crossed in central region on a expanded capacity, what would be the utilization?
So expanded capacity, overall utilization should be around 65-70 combined.
Okay. On a 12 million ton volume, you have 65-70% utilization, right?
Yeah, the run rate.
Run rate, right. Okay. Sure. These are my questions. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now take our last question from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my follow-up question. Just a couple of bookkeeping questions. What was our kcal cost this quarter, the rail share and the CC ratio? Thank you.
The kcal cost was 1.48 rupee. Hello?
Yes, sir. The railway share?
It was 8%.
And lastly, the CC ratio.
CC ratio, like, 67%.
Broadly flat sequence. Great, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, I had a couple of questions. Actually, the first question was that a lot of your, this is especially regarding Central India operations, so a lot of your peers have been kind of, since the time you've started the new kiln, they've been kind of giving the feedback that JK Cement is trying to push a lot of volumes, especially in non-trade segment, which is actually bringing the broader pricing to a subdued level in Central India. And so what is your response to this, sir? Is this what is your strategy in Central India operations in terms of ramping up utilization and in the correlation to pricing? How do you respond to that?
No, see, that was about 2 quarters back, but definitely as per, it's not non-trade, but as per CAM, we see CAM as a major driver for the volumes, and we are not only Central India, across, we are working out on key management account to increase our volumes. Okay. And so we are not dumping any material anywhere.
So in Central India per se, you are, there's no reason for worry from the customer's perspective. Okay. And so second question was that when we had our recent investor roadshow in March, so you had actually guided for you have been guiding for a 15 million capacity by FY30. But now, given that a few players are kind of holding on their expansions, whereas companies like the industry leaders, especially UltraTech Cement, they are now talking about 300 million capacity. So what would be JK Cement's thought process would be after Jaisalmer? So I know it's a little early to give a response to this, but because you have been executing very well, and in fact, you have shown in your execution all the time through that you can execute capacity as well as volumes given by several things. So going forward, also assuming that geopolitical situation doesn't settle down and other peers kind of reduce their capacity expansion, will JK Cement continue to move forward to the 15 million roadmap? Are you confident of it, or there could be a possible delay?
See, as on date, we are confident that whatever we have planned for 2030, and we don't foresee any change in that plan. However, in case some, because of geopolitical situation, there is a major challenge on cash flows, if because of geopolitical external factors, and we may have to shelve for another 6 months or so, but nothing wrong. We are quite sure that as of now, we don't see any problem. We're quite confident that we will go ahead with our plan for 2020.
So, sir, just one just to follow up on this. So, Prashant sir gave a guidance of 1500 crores of capex for FY28. So, that factoring in your roadmap for 15 million, or should there would be additional capex?
No. This is without, see, what he has given a guidance is only with respect to the commitments as on date.
Okay, understood.
When we give a guidance, we don't include what we have not committed so far. The next expansion is definitely there on the cards. We are planning for it. We will go ahead with it. But we will give the capex commitment plan only once we approve the, it is approved by the board.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, we'd like to thank the manager of JK Cement for the call, and also many thanks for the person for joining the call. Dovin, you now come to the call. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. Thank you.
On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.